Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 935, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and a very happy Valentine's Day if you celebrate, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. Don't forget, if you want to send a question in, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Or you can call in your question. Just dial 61, I love OHD. So I love Q&A Fridays because it allows us to get to the truth of some of these myths. I love that you ask me questions about, is this really true or not? Does this really work or not? I love that because there's so much misinformation out there. I like to distill things down for you and tell you what the research says. All right, I'm sure you're excited to hear today's question, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. My name is Catherine, and I'm calling from Toronto, Canada. My question is regarding kinesiology tape. I was at a fitness event recently, and one of the sponsors was a brand of kinesiology tape. They were doing demos, showing people how to apply it properly, and giving out free samples. It seemed neat, but I'm still not 100% sure how it actually works or what it's supposed to do and how to use it properly. I see people in my gym using it all the time, but I'm not sure if there's actually any merit to it or any studies showing that it works or if it's just a placebo effect. Hoping you can shed some light on this. Thanks.
Thank you for your question, Catherine, and thank you for listening all the way from Toronto, Canada. Now, a few weeks ago, I too was reminded of how popular kinesiology tape actually is. I was watching the football playoffs, well, American football, that is, with some friends. One of my friends turned to me and asked, "What's up with that bright strip stuck to some of the players' skins?" He was referring to what basically looked like fluorescent duct tape on the players' arms. It was a close game, and I was hyper-focused on the TV. So without taking my eyes off the TV, I replied quickly, "It's called kinesiology tape." He asked, "What's that? Is it supposed to do anything?" Still without making eye contact, "Hey, I said it was a close game," I quickly muttered, "Well, it's supposed to help improve performance." Look, I wasn't quite in the mood to have a full discussion about it since I was so distracted by the game on TV, but in hindsight, I could have been a bit more informative with my responses and acted less irritated. But as expected, my friend followed up with, "Well, does it help?" At that moment, I could only remember seeing one published study on the effectiveness of kinesiology tape on athletic performance, and it was published a few years ago. I remember the authors of the study found that kinesiology tape didn't improve performance in the athletes they studied, and that's what I told him. Well, more specifically, when he asked me whether it helps, I replied, "Probably not." So, Catherine, your question prompted me to dig a bit deeper into this topic and see if anything new had been published since. And in fact, your question reminded me that I had also been meaning to research whether kinesiology tape helps with pain management or speeding up the healing process. This is because when I was undergoing some physical therapy for a neck issue I was having last summer, I noticed the physical therapists were using kinesiology tape on some of their patients. Then I remembered, wait a second, weren't athletes using it during the last Olympic Games too? So maybe I am missing something. So let's look at what the research says. After diving into the more recent data, it turns out not much has changed. What I mean by that is kinesiology tape doesn't seem to help with much. Believe it or not, kinesiology tape, sometimes known as kin tape or just kinesio tape, has been around since the 1970s. The thinking behind kinesiology tape is that it allows for better circulation in the areas it covers. Better circulation means better blood flow. More blood flow means more oxygen and nutrients being delivered to that area of the body. Theoretically, the delivery of more oxygen and nutrients to muscles will allow for improved muscular strength and endurance. Or if we're talking about healing post-injury, more blood and oxygen often means faster recovery. But when we look at the research, it seems that kinesiology tape doesn't seem to help in either situation. Meta-analyses have been performed to look at whether kinesiology tape is helpful for improving athletic performance or healing after an injury. Oh, and by the way, a meta-analysis is where researchers look at a bunch of already published studies and then perform another separate analysis on all of these published data, hence the term meta. These meta-analyses are actually considered the gold standard when it comes to research studies. Basically, they're highly respected. And both meta-analyses found that kinesiology tape doesn't seem to improve athletic performance or speed up recovery after an injury. If study participants did experience any improvements, it was likely caused by the placebo effect, just as you mentioned, Catherine. So, if it helped people run faster, run farther, or lift heavier, or heal more quickly, it was probably because simply believing in the effectiveness of kinesiology tape helped them. If you believe in it, it will work, but not because of the kinesiology tape itself. It's just because your brain believes it's going to help. If your brain's on board, then the body usually follows. If you believed your brand new name brand shoes will help you run faster, they probably will. Not because the shoes are special, but because you believe they're going to help you. Let me try saying it another way. Catherine, you mentioned that at a recent event, there were kinesiology tape companies advertising their products. I am willing to bet that the colors of the kinesiology tape were not subtle. Instead, like I described earlier, they were probably very bright, maybe fluorescent colored, and maybe had some fancy designs on them. I'm sure none of them were flesh colored. I'm sure none of them looked like Band-Aids or gauze. I highly doubt the kinesiology tape companies were marketing hard-to-see tape. Why is that? Where would you normally find someone drawing attention to a limitation they have, particularly in sports? Usually when an athlete has an injury or a weakness or is using something that may give them an edge, they try and hide it. Isn't that what kinesiology tape is for? It's supposed to give you an edge? So what's going on here? Well, that's the thing. Using kinesiology tape may simply be a way for someone to convince themselves that this product is going to help them perform better. By wearing it, you believe it's going to help you. And sometimes that belief is enough to run just a little faster, or jump a little higher, or lift a little heavier. So here's the deal. Even though there's no magic in kinesiology tape, it's not going to probably improve athletic performance. As I always say, if it's not causing harm and you like using it, then use it. I guess the potential harm in this case may be to the pocketbook. Or if you have hairy arms like me, after ripping the tape off, you may end up with a random patch of smooth skin among a thicket of fur. But again, if you're into that and the benefits outweigh the risks, then it may be worth giving it a try. And if you experience any improvements in performance, it's probably not the tape that's doing it, it's your brain. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals.
Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you again for the question, Catherine. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. All right, that'll do it for another week of Optimal Health Daily. I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day if you celebrate. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for your continued support. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.